Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Good morning, everybody out there in internet land. People watching and listening to another episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. I'm Russ, the host of this program from RST Coaching Academy, brought to you here in Daytona Beach. And today, I'm going to talk to a new friend of mine from Denver, Colorado. He's almost on the other side of the world from us. You know, we're in the heat belt, and he's kind of in the snow belt. Personally, I'd rather be out there where the snow flies and we get to ski, but I am where I am. So that's where we're blooming. So we're here today interviewing Zach LeMaster from Denver, Colorado. This fellow is a real estate investor tycoon, and he's going to teach you or talk to you about where he came from, how he got into this game, how it's worked for him, maybe some of the pitfalls that he's come up against and hurdles that he has gotten over, and maybe offer you some advice as to how you can do kind of some of the things that he's doing too. So anyway, take it away, Zach. Welcome aboard. And tell us your story. Tell us all about you.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. Appreciate you having me on. And you know, I'm a fan of Florida as well. You know, we often make it down to the nice humid, warm weather when we need an escape from the snow. In fact, actually, with our investing, with our business, the majority of what we do is in Florida. Florida is one of our favorite states to invest in for real estate specifically, because we all know that there's a mass migration down to the Southeast. Florida's, we're big fans of everything that Florida has legislation wise for business, for tax, you know, favorable structures, as well as home prices and growth. So we can talk specifically more about that. We do a lot of new construction for ourselves and our investors in Florida, where, you know, people are achieving high double digit returns. But anyways, a little bit background about myself. So I started in this industry. I came into real estate with a background of nothing to do with real estate or business, as many people often do. My wife and I are both doctors. We're optometrists by education. I was on an Air Force scholarship, and so I was in the Air Force practicing optometry as a young captain for about 6.5-7 years, and then I exited the Air Force, moved to Colorado. We opened up private practice and worked in private practice for many years, and ultimately ended up selling those practices and being full-time real estate investors, replacing our income, both as doctors in our mid-30s. And we were able to do that specifically through real estate investing intentionally, investing in markets, not just focusing on our own backyard, even though that's where we started. But the big pivotal moment for us, Russ, that really changed the trajectory of our lives and our business career path is learning how to invest out of state. Because we found out early on that, you know, we were investing locally first. The first house I bought was a duplex, used a VA loan because I was an Air Force member. And so I was able to put no money down on a duplex, lived in house, rented out the other half. Was like, oh, this real estate thing's pretty cool. I get to borrow the bank's money at 100% and live for free, right? Buy an asset that's appreciating over time, that the tenant is paying the loan off for me and covering my mortgage. Wow, this is a great concept. Why don't we replicate this? But really the pivotal moment was when we decided to invest in other locations around the US, because we quickly learned that, hey, there's the US is a diverse landscape, and there's likely better opportunities out there where I can achieve better returns on my investment, where I can achieve, you know, I can achieve a portfolio that's more congruent with my investing goals. Now, it wasn't all easy. You know, we had a lot of bumps and bruises. We had to figure out how to build teams and systems. And that took many years, but that ultimately diversifying our portfolio ultimately allowed us to retire from our career paths early on in life and be full-time real estate investors and achieve a lifestyle that we wouldn't have otherwise. Now we had a lot of people, friends and family and colleagues that were like, hey, we see what you're doing in rental real estate. We want to do the same. We want to do the same thing, right? How do we learn how to do the same thing? How do we learn how to invest? We don't necessarily have all the time and energy and money to do the exact same thing you did. Can we just like join you? You know, can you just teach us what to do? And so that's what's founded our company, Rent to Retirement, which is the nation's leading turnkey investment property, where essentially we identify the best locations across the US and offer turnkey investments to our investors, where we handle everything for you, but you have the access to own properties and buy properties in some of these best markets. So last year, fast forward to where we're at today, did over 1,000 properties across 12 different markets and have a growing, very large growing community of successful investors. So I know it's long-winded, Russ, but that's my story.
That's cool. That's really cool. That's a great story. So, up until you hung out your shingle for rent to retirement, you were using your own money, your own wherewithal, equity from your current own properties to reinvest in new, and then come along, people says, "Well, could we do what you're doing? Can we work with you?" Up until that time, it was all your money.
Not necessarily. I mean,
Okay.
well, you know, the majority of it was the bank's money, but as far
Yeah,
as
right.
down, you
Okay.
know, down
But
payments,
your credit.
yeah, certainly. I mean, we had good credit, right? And so, I mean, it's if you're using leverage, I mean, leverage is a extremely powerful tool if used appropriately. I mean, that's, and I'm sure you talk about this all the time. Using leverage is really how you build substantial wealth, whether it's real estate or anything else. It's leveraging other people's money. You know, but everyone runs out of down payments at some point in time, even if you have perfect credit, right? So that first duplex, I was fortunate with a VA loan to use no money down. But yeah, we saved up our cash flow from our rental properties. We used that to reinvest. We built equity in houses. I mean, I've been investing professionally for 15 years, right? This didn't happen overnight. And at this point, we have a large eight-figure portfolio that cash flows annually net over seven figures annually, right? We earn over $1 million in income, passive income net after all expenses and debt service. But that's taken a long time to get there. And it is possible for every single person to do that, but you need to be constantly leveraging other people. You need to learn how to scale a business in especially through real estate. So yeah, early on we used our own money for down payments and things like that. But also we found like, hey, we run out of money at some point. We needed to tap into our primary residence. We took a HELOC out on that. We did a self-directed IRA. We did our 401k and redirected it into where we could actually invest in rental real estate through that. We partnered with people. We borrowed money from people to scale our portfolio as well. It was all the above, right? We used the equity in the houses. Once we had enough rentals that we owned for 4 or 5 years and those built equity, we sold those in 1031 exchange to those properties to be able to buy more properties. That's how you scale in rental real estate. Why I love rental real estate now is that, you know, we have a successful eight-figure business that we run and we pay zero taxes because we buy enough rental real estate to run accelerated depreciation and offset our taxable liability. That allows us to also scale our portfolio quicker. And that's, I mean, that when you look at the tax benefits of matching business with real estate, there's nothing else that compares. We love it.
Yeah, that's really cool way to go. To earn a full-time income, you've got to get into it on a fairly big scale, correct? I mean, if a person says, "Well, I want to do this," any idea, rule of thumb, what kind of money they would have to not put in, but how much property worth value would they typically own? Is there any rule of thumb to that answer?
Well, everyone's in a different position, right? And the beautiful thing about real estate is there's a lot of different ways you can participate in rental real estate. This is not like a scenario where your financial advisor at Edward Jones or what or whatever is going to sit down with you and say, "All right, well, you can expect to, you know, a, you know, 7% over 30 years, and then if you're healthy enough to retire at 65, and you know, then and the government taxes that went like." You know what I mean? You can expedite your goals in rental real estate. There is no standard. You know, what we look like, certainly we have benchmarks that we try to achieve. For example, we want to see a cash on cash return of at least 10 to 12% when we're using buy and hold rental real estate. That is just talking about the cash flow year one from the property. We all know that rental real estate rents go up over time. Inflation is a real thing, right? Especially over these past few years. So rents go up year after year, and that will increase that number. But really, how you build wealth and real estate is through all the other ways, right? We call real estate the ideal investment because that's an acronym for all the ways you build wealth. I is for income. That's obviously the cash flow. D is depreciation and tax benefits. E is equity, as the tenant is paying the loan down for you. A is appreciation, all real estate goes up in value over time. And L is using leverage. And that's really what allows you to scale. So when you combine all those things, if you actually know how to run the numbers and calculate those, you should be in, high double digits, sometimes triple digit return on investment when you're looking at all of those things and you truly know how to calculate true ROI from rental real estate. But, and we've had some properties, not all properties make money. We've had some properties that have lost money, right? And like I said, I've been investing for a long time. But
Truth be told, right?
it's not easy, right?
Can
No
be a
one,
downside, yeah.
there's a lot of gurus out there that will tell you about overnight success. This shit takes work, right? Like business and anything else. So I'm not here to sugarcoat that, but I'm very passionate to say that real estate, I think is the most expedited and secure way, a most predictable path to wealth for the average person if you stay consistent with investing.
How did you, where did you learn what you have learned about this business? Did you have a mentor? Did you just go online and read books and so on and so forth? Or how did you advance? How did you get educated in this?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. I mean, I've been hustling since I was young. Even when I was an Air Force captain, I ran my own clinic in town. I came out of school with a couple $100,000 of loans, even with the Air Force scholarship that I had. So I literally worked Tuesday, and my wife didn't let this go on for more than a couple years, but I was really adamant about paying off my student loans. So I would literally work. I would have my full-time job at the Air Force Monday to Friday. I would go and work Tuesday, Thursday evenings at my own clinic. I rented out a little optical out of Target, a Target optical, and I was in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And so the base is about, 20 minutes, 20 miles outside of the town. In the town, there was not a lot of eye care. So there was an opportunity. I would work Tuesday, Thursday evenings for 3 hours seeing patients, and Saturday and Sunday. So I would work 7+ days a week, and I did that for at least 2 years to really get ahead. But my point is that I've always been conscious about business and trying to just work exceptionally hard and learn and work smarter over the years. Like that, what I just told you, that's working hard. That's not necessarily working smart because it's more of my time. But I didn't have a mentor early on. I follow a lot of Robert Kiyosaki stuff. So of course, Rich Dad Poor Dad is, what we refer to as the Purple Bible. If you haven't read that book, you absolutely need to. And it's a very simple, easy read, but it tells you how to think about assets versus liabilities and think about money, and business and investing. And so that really changed my mindset. And then we just started doing, the school of hard knocks of just investing. And it wasn't all easy. We didn't always make money, but we stayed consistent. There's not been a year, Russ, over the past 15 years that I've not bought rental real estate. And I've stayed consistent to that. Again, not all those properties have made money, but I've had some ones that were also home runs, right? That put us way light years ahead when we didn't think that that would happen. But that only happened from doing. And that's part of the reason of building our business is because, hey, we could have expedited our success if we had someone or a community of people that were telling us, about the pitfalls to avoid and giving us some tools and some recommendations, even just little nuggets of advice here and there. And I think you could probably speak to this on the coaching side, but like, man, a lot of people think about coaching as like, oh, tell me everything to do. You got to show me and hold my hand and tell me exactly what to do. In my opinion, a coach should just be there to tell you, be a sounding board, but also you only need a few little nuggets of knowledge, and then you have to go out and act on that knowledge, right? Otherwise, a coach is not going to do the work for you. And a lot of people mistake that. But anyways, that's why we build our community to help people follow the same pathway we did in a shorter period of time and achieve success quicker.
And as you were going along on your own, and then people came along and said, "Hey, can we work with you?" And then that opened up a whole new vista for you, I suppose, because didn't it make more money available for you to invest on your behalf and on their behalf?
Yeah, of course. I mean, success attracts money, right? So if you are, and this is really important, I think this will resonate with your community, but If you're someone that is out there and you're starting a business, you're starting to invest in real estate, do not get the scarcity mindset or the imposter syndrome. You need to be out there and you need to be walking the walk and talking the talk and telling people about what you're doing and telling them about the successes and maybe even telling them about some of the failures, but also how you overcame those failures. Because I was always passionate about real estate and talking about what we were doing and telling other people. And the like money and investors, they found me. They came to me because they saw my passion and success even early on. But to your point, yeah, I mean, obviously once we had massive success where we were able to replace dual six-figure incomes, people are like, oh, you know, what you've been doing must finally be working or whatever. Even the people that were naysayers early on. But that allowed them to, have some confidence to invest with us, and that allowed us to build this business naturally. So, but just to be clear, we don't raise money from people. We help people build their own portfolios. And I think that's really where you get ahead is physically owning rental real estate where you're 100% the owner. We're not raising a fund. We're not taking investments from people. We're helping you build your own personal portfolio, following the same system and processes that we have over many years, and tap into some of the best investment opportunities across the country where we will handle things like property management and helping you set up an LLC if you need that, and all the ancillary things that come with running a business. But you're buying your own rental real estate portfolio with our guidance, where we're helping you achieve financial independence through owning your own portfolio.
Wow, I'm glad you said that. That really changes my understanding of what you are doing. I thought you were taking investors and pooling their money with yours and then buying jointly, basically, under probably the guise or the name of your company, these properties and then splitting the proceeds. But that's nowhere near what it is.
I mean, we do have a select few investors where, we participate with them. These are usually higher net worth individuals. But this is not a scenario where we're raising capital. And I mean, there's tens of thousands of people out there that, do syndications and, try to put together funds and things like that. But I've already built my own portfolio with my own money and other people's money early on.
I see.
So our goal is to help other people do the exact same thing because I truly feel like Russ, like if you build wealth the best when you are 100% the owner, right? We're not taking an equity share on the properties. We're helping people build their own portfolios. So you have 100% control of the asset and you're 100% the owner. And guess what? You get 100% of the tax benefits that I briefly touched on previously to really help you get ahead.
That's really cool.
A lot of
Person,
those are in Florida, Russ.
huh?
So a lot of those are
What?
in Florida. So,
Yeah, man. Yeah.
we may need to talk.
Yeah. Well, I'm per sure I've heard of Grant Cardone, and that's who I've got my coaching license with. His MO is the investor part, where people will invest in Cardone Capital, and then he will buy real estate. He's got a apartment complex here in Daytona Beach, for example, and around the country. So it's a whole different mode of operation. And I've wondered, because I'll go to some of these meetings and it's like, well, what do you do? And maybe they're certified business coaches like me, but they're in the investment, the real estate investment world. And it's like, okay, so how do you do that? Well, how you're doing it is really cool and very different than what Grant's doing. And if I wanted my own deal, your way would definitely be the way to go. What is the is there kind of a rule of thumb that a person says, I want to get started in real estate. What should I do? What should I start with? Do you have maybe a dollar amount in mind that a person should at least be able to muster up to at least pick up their first property? Let's say they don't have the benefit of a GI Bill with a no money down loan. They got to do something. Does it make
There's a
sense?
lot of
My
different,
question makes sense?
yeah, it does. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can get started in rental real estate, and I think that's real estate is a beautiful thing because you can do that. For instance, I started in wholesaling, where you're finding and evaluating deals, and then turning those contracts over to rehabbers and buyers and making a split. You can, there's all sorts of education out there about flipping houses and creative finance where you can acquire properties with potentially no money down and things like that. But this is what I'll say to you, Russ. I think this is really important. There's a lot of different ways you can get started in rental real estate. All of them take some money, right? And you need to, and a lot of times when people don't have any money, they're looking for ways to get started with little money. And if you hustle, you can, create a business in real estate in a lot of different ways. But no matter which path you start, you ultimately need to learn how to be a successful buy and hold investor, because that is the only way and the best way to build true wealth and financial independence is to hold assets long term. And you need to know how to do that, right? Just because you're a great house flipper or you're a great, wholesaler or whatever the case is, does not automatically make you a good long-term investor. In fact, a lot of the concepts are contradictive and counterintuitive when you come into that mindset, because the one is a front-end business and the second is a long-term business where you got to think about rental real estate. What we help people with is how to build a long-term strategy investing in rental real estate so you can ultimately achieve financial independence and let time do what it does. Now, where your money comes from doesn't matter. Now, you can be a lot of our investors are high-paid professionals where they like rental real estate. They just want to diversify and scale and grow into have easy access to the best markets across the country where we're handling everything for them. But they are not necessarily, buying their own, flipping their own house. Like they're comfortable in their W-2, and that's completely fine, right? I mean, or they're new investors. And so, to answer your question, and not be terribly long-winded, usually about $20,000 to $30,000 is a down payment requirement to buy your first rental property, at least at the price points and markets that we operate in. And that is, I mean, we do have some creative finance options where you can put as little as 5% down on some investment properties. You still have to underwrite the deal appropriately to make sure it cash flows. You need to qualify for those loans as well. So you do have to have good credit and things like that to qualify. But as a standard, I would say 20 to 30 K.
Got it. So as I see that you've got a mix of different types of properties, from commercial, multifamily, single family, and so on. And so, like the single family particularly, typically isn't don't the banks require that you live in that house
Well,
before they'll that you can you commit to living in it before they'll lend you the money? Is that how do you deal with that?
what you're talking about is someone that's applying for a primary residence loan, right? So there's different loans out there, different financing options. So if you're using a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, one of these loans where it's meant to be a primary residence loan. Yes, you have to have the intention to live there as a primary residence, right? For ideally, they like to see 1 year, and really the keyword is intention. Life circumstances can change, especially we saw this in the military, right? There's many people that use VA loans and they did not live there for an entire year because they transferred or whatever. That's fine. You can also do something creative like house hacking, where use your primary residence loan to buy a house that you rent out part of it. For example, you could rent out a duplex exactly like I did, right? You could rent out part of it. You can buy up to a fourplex using a primary loan, where you can say live in one unit, rent out the other three, actually have positive cash flow. You can also rent out rooms if it's a single family, if you have a mother-in-law unit or a basement or something that you could rent out. Those are all creative ways with those specific loans. But you can get conventional loans specifically for investment properties as well. They're not FHA loans. You can put, anywhere from, in fact, now there's loans where you can put as little as 5% down up to the standard you would typically see would be like a 20% down payment on a single family house, 25% down. Those are conventional loans, your Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans, specifically for investment properties. You can also do a second home loan where, maybe it's a vacation property you in a nice part of Florida or somewhere else in the country or the Colorado Mountains or wherever the heck you want to buy it, where you put 10% down and you short-term rent it out when you're not using it, like we do in a lot of stuff. So there's a ton of different loan options out there.
All right, great. And these would happen through a bank or for a lending company like what is it, Rocket Loans or whatever it's called, different companies that are
Yeah,
out there.
please don't go to Rocket Mortgage, because just because that's what the one everyone knows, and they put they have a lot of marketing. They're a terrible lender, and they charge you a significant amount.
Good
But I mean,
point.
it's yeah, any lender you want to use. I mean, it's up to you on what financing to use. We also have a large number of lender recommendations. We are happy to put you in touch with, of course, because we found some of the best lenders across the country, and sometimes even pre-negotiated rates with them. But yeah, those are typical banks, right? Those are your conventional loans. You can have up to 10 conventional loans, your Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans under your name at any given point in time. You can also, I mean, once you max those out, which most investors do as you continue to grow, there's portfolio loans or DSCR loans, debt service coverage ratio loans, where banks, portfolio loans, commercial loans, where they're financing the property based on the property financials and not necessarily your personal financials, right? That's how
I
people
see.
grow and scale as you become a more savvy investor.
Wow, that's neat. Yeah, back to my comment about, single family, multifamily, commercial, new construction. Do you have a favorite?
I would say there's different asset classes based on where you're at in your portfolio journey that I think are interesting. But regardless of where you ultimately want to be, I really like residential real estate because, look, you're investing in a human necessity. People are always need a place to live. That's not going to change. And there's a lot of places where there is a housing crisis and a housing shortage across the country. And those are areas where we want to be, right? Because you're going to have the best quality tenants. You're going to have the highest demand for tenants and also the highest demand for resale as well. And so that's really important to look at the areas that you're focusing on and where you want to invest. We like residential real estate, single family, and small multifamily, because that's if you're just getting started or you have under, 10 or 20 doors, I think you need to build the majority of your portfolio in single family and small multifamily residential properties. They are the most predictable, recession-proof asset class that there is, because again, you're investing in a human necessity. They have the best financing options. They appreciate the best. And they're just very predictable ways. I invest a lot of like commercial retail. We do short-term rentals. We have some industrial complexes, but those are more volatile, right? Those are areas that are volatile. When you're in residential real estate, that's your bread and butter housing. That's an excellent, safe place to start.
Yeah, I know down here there's a shortage. There's a shortage of properties for rent and a premium in prices to pay. Probably because of that very reason.
Supply and demand. That's it,
Yeah,
right? People are
indeed.
moving to Florida. Florida had over a 2% population growth over last year. You know, that's more than any other state in the country. Actually, Florida beat out Texas for the first time in about a decade for population growth. So, the population is moving there. It's obviously, Russ, you can attest to this. This is a the climate is good. The tax structure is favorable. And maybe let me touch on markets too. We like the Midwest. We like areas where you have affordable house price points, and those are bread and butter, solid cash flow areas. That's like areas like Ohio, outside of Cleveland, Kansas City, Missouri. You also have Indiana and some areas that are just solid Midwestern markets that are very predictable and stable. And then we also do a lot of new construction in the Southeast areas throughout the entire state of Florida, especially the Southwest area of Florida. We do a lot in Texas, Alabama, and the Carolinas. These are more growth markets where, the average price point, like in the Midwest, could be $150,000. You could easily buy a house for $20,000, $30,000 down and get a double-digit cash on cash ROI. Where if you're in the Southeast in your growth markets, these are areas where you get double-digit appreciation both in rents and home prices year after year. But it takes a little bit more money to buy them. The average house price point might be around 300K or so. But we really like new construction in the Southeast. I think that's where you get a very predictable investment and you get the best return on your investment in new construction.
Now, a person that is just starting out and they're probably not going to invest in a property that's 1,000 miles away, are they? Who's
Well, why
going to
not? Why would
oversee it?
you?
Who's going
Why
to
would you
oversee
not?
it? Who's going to oversee it?
Yeah. Well, I think that is a limiting belief factor, Russ, where a lot, there's a lot of the traditional mindset of like, oh, I have to invest locally because that's what I know. I mean, that is such a limiting factor. That's how we started. And look, there's no problem with starting that way, investing locally. But what if you live in, LA, San Francisco, New York, where the average price point on a house is $1.3 million, and like, and you don't have, and you have to put 50% down to see positive cash flow because taxes are so high, because rents don't, allow you to cash flow. So what do you do then? Right?
Yeah,
Nothing.
good.
Do you buy something there? I mean, like, you're forced. Those people are forced to invest in other areas. That's exactly the service we provide for them, right? That's where that issue was. I mean, and I told you this in the very beginning, is that when we learned how to invest in out of state where the best opportunity was, that changed a trajectory of our lives, right? Where we did become multimillionaires in a short period of time because we were intentional on where we were investing. And no, it was not all easy, right? We had to work through finding the property, the right property manager, the right contractor. Sometimes you got to go through 10 bad ones to find a good one. That's time consuming and costs money. But that is a service we provide for people now, where you can have access to investing across the country in the best markets, where we handle everything for you. And if anyone's interested, I mean, look us up, look up our public reputation. We have more 5-star reviews than anyone in the industry. We've helped many, many people, achieve a large portfolio of financial independence and success in rental real estate investing, because it's not overly complicated, Russ. You just need to, here's the path to wealth in rental real estate. If you're building your own portfolio, invest in good locations with good teams, and just keep doing that, right? Consistently. If you're in a good area with a good team to manage it, regardless if it's local, because that's also a false assumption, right? Is that, hey, just because this property is local and I can oversee it, it's going to be better than taking a chance investing elsewhere. Well, you're probably not the best property manager if you're going to recommend. And if you're going to work with a local property manager, what's the difference of someone local versus someone across the country, right? Like, are you really going to be driving by that property to see if the property manager is doing their job? Like, you need to learn how to build a scalable business. I know Grant would be all favorable about scalability, right? Talking about 10xing.
Indeed. I'm looking at your banner behind you there, and it says learn, invest, repeat. Learn, invest, repeat. Keep learning, keep investing, and keep repeating. And don't be afraid to step out of the market. I'm glad I asked that question, and I'm glad for your answer, because that probably helps a lot of people think beyond their local sphere to be able to step out. What else did I want to ask you? Any words of advice to a would-be starter outer? How to start, what to
Real
do?
estate, yeah. I mean, and I've been, this would be applicable with business or real estate. I personally feel like when you marry business with real estate, that's where people build tremendous wealth, especially because of tax favorable structures. I mean, look at anyone that's really wealthy. And we study millionaires. We study a lot of where people build their wealth, and the majority of people. It's interesting, Russ. We found that the people that are in the top 1%. That are considered multimillionaires and that would be considered wealthy. Majority, which is the majority, there's more people that are above $1 million. It's becoming less and less common, or I mean, more and more common for people to be a millionaire, right? Like, if you owned a house in a good area for 10 plus years, like, you likely have potentially $1 million if you haven't been constantly refining and not like in reinvesting that money. But majority of people that are between 1 to 10 months, I think it's 1 to actually $13 million in net worth, they built their money and still consistently hold their money in real estate. Okay, so success leaves clues, and that's where the majority of people have their wealth, is in rental real estate. And then the ultra, what we consider the ultra wealthy, which is real, well, when you talk about the 0.01% and the ultra wealthy, it's usually about $30 million net worth and higher. Those people own businesses and they still own rental real estate, but 25% or less, which would still be millions and millions of dollars in rental real estate. But majority of their income and wealth was created through building a business. But usually they're combining the both, right? Like, the beautiful thing about rental real estate is the tax incentives you can achieve from, Matt, your business income. But anyways, Well, my advice to someone is that I always want to say this: there's always a reason not to get started, right? And if you're thinking about this, like interest rates or war or politics or in an election year, right? Like there's always something. Look back at what happened with COVID, right? People were so fearful about what happened in COVID, and then we had some like the craziest appreciation we've ever experienced. And you're someone who like, hey, if you sat on the sidelines during that, you're really kicking yourself in the ass because.
Missed out, yeah.
Yeah. So look, you got to learn. You just got to buckle down. Stop looking for the unicorn investment and just understand that like, this stuff takes time. Time is either your biggest asset and advocate, or it's your biggest adversary if you waste it. So quit wasting time. Take action. Don't be afraid of losing money. Hire coaches, hire people to help you, and invest in yourself, right? Invest in yourself first. But that doesn't mean read 1,000 books and listen to 1,000 podcasts. That means choose something. It's more important that you choose than what you choose. When you get started, choose something, take action, figure it out, and just keep going. Consistency is the key to success in rental real estate or any business. So
That's
that's
right.
my piece of advice.
That's just worth it all right there. Great advice. How can people get a hold of you?
So visit our website if you're interested. That's renttoretirement.com, renttoretirement.com. We have a lot of information we put out about business and especially real estate, all things rental real estate, a lot of market analytics and key information on our YouTube channel. We have a robust podcast. We spend a lot of information or put out a lot of information on. And if you're listening to this in the car, you can also text REI to 33777. That's REI, like real estate investing, to 33777 and get our email distro list. And if you're interested to learn more about how we can assist you, or if you just want to learn about some benefit like beneficial investing markets, whether you invest with us or not, schedule a free consultation with our team. Let us learn about you and your goals and see how we can help you.
That's cool. Here's a person, folks, who got a dream, got a vision, started out, learned what he needed to learn, made it successful, and now he is in a position to help you do the same thing. So all you need to do is reach out to him. Simple as renttoretirement.com. Check out the website, set up a call. Have some consultation and get things going for real in real estate for yourself. That's really cool. I'm glad that your PR person contacted me today, Zach, and I was able to have you on because you bring a great perspective to this thing of real estate. People like real estate because that's their first investment, is in their home. But why stop with just one, correct? Indeed.
Yeah,
So
it's all about
that's it.
scalability,
All right.
10Xing your goals. And I appreciate you having me on, Russ.
Yeah, go, go, go. So, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching, listening. Take advantage of all this information. I hope you were taking notes. I was. And get a hold of Zach and let him help you on your quest for this. And anything I can do for you from the RSTCoachingAcademy.com, there I am, 386-286-2450. Phone call away, email away, whatever. We can be of service. Both of us are here to help you in any way that we can and your quest to learn how to make more money, make it work for you. All right. Take care. Till next time. Over and out. Bye-bye. Hi. Thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.